One must remember in the Tefillot and in the Birkat HaMazon of Purim, one must mention Ala Nisim, in the Beracha of Nodeh, and in the Amidah, in the Beracha of Modim, he says Ala Nisim and Bimeh Mordechai VeEsther. It should be pointed out, if one forgot, whether in Birkat HaMazon or whether in Tefillah, if he forgot Ala Nisim and Bimeh Mordechai, he does not go back in either of them. The Chiddush over here is, there are some rabbis, the Maharshal, the Shla, that want to say, since they hold you're obligated to eat bread during Seudat Purim, during the first meal you'll have on Purim day, so they want to say, in that meal of Purim, if you forgot Ala Nisim, since it's mandatory to have bread, so you must go back. However, our halakha, based on Maran, Mishnah Berura, the Kaf HaChaim, and Rav Chida, and most of the Harunim hold that there's really no obligation per se to eat bread during Seudat Purim, even though that's our custom and that's proper, but it's more an obligation to have basar and yain, etc. Therefore, the halakha, even if one forgot Ala Nisim in the Birkat HaMazon of the Seudah of Purim, he does not go back. For that matter, let's say a person remembered before he said Baruch Atah Hashem Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon, he didn't finish the Beracha yet. Certainly, he has an opportunity to go back. But once he says Baruch Atah Hashem, it's finished. He's committed. He must conclude Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon. Not like some wanted to say that he should say Baruch Atah Hashem Lemedeni Chokecha. In that case over there, since he's not obligated to go back, we tell him to finish the beracha as written, Ala Aretz V'Ala Mazon. What should he do with Ala Nisim? Well, when he gets to the Arachamans, at the end of the Arachaman, he can include in it, Arachaman, Hu Ya'aseh Nisim, Kashir, etc., etc., Bimei Mordechai V'Esteh B'Shan Abidah. The same way he can do that in the Amidah. If he forgot it in the Amidah, and he didn't catch himself until he said Baruch Ata Hashem, he concludes Atov Shumcha Ukanei Lehodot. He doesn't say Lamidini Chokecha. Then at the end of the Amidah, before he says Oseh Shalom, he's able to say Al Nesim Val Purkan Bimei Mordechai. If he didn't catch himself Bechlal, even at the latest points, what we're saying, Halakha L'Maaseh does not go back in all the Tefillot starting tonight and during Seudah itself.